Well, disappointment. We had an opportunity. I liked what we were doing down this stretch. I thought we had a chance to score in that last drive, you know, and that kind of feel like it was taken away from us. You know, I just that's tough. That's a tough one to handle. I mean, again, I want to give credit to what the Saints did and the way they played. I thought some of the things they did was outstanding. Well, I thought quarterback was out of the pocket, thought there was a receiver in the vicinity, thought the ball passed the line of scrimmage. I mean, I don't know. Just be nice to have the explanation. I didn't get the explanation. No, he actually got poked in the eye. They took him in, and they're just precautionary, just to make sure. But when he was sitting on the ground, they were trying to wipe whatever, you know, when he got poked. So that's what that was.
That's why he went down before he got to the sideline.
Yes, but we wanted him to sit down to give DA a chance to warm up. I mean, he was injured. Instead of trying to bravely walk off, we wanted him to take a knee so we can get our guy a couple throws.
So in your understanding, did not show concussion symptoms at all? It was purely the eye.
I don't know what they did in the tent. When I came out onto the field, he had said he had got poked in the eye. That's what he said. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is very frustrating. I mean, again, we played against a very good football team that did some really good things, and they made plays when they needed to. Unfortunately, we didn't make a play. We had a chance, you know, and that's all you could really ask if you have a chance. And I thought our guys rallied, very proud of the effort they gave, very proud of the way they stepped up and made things happen at the end of the game. But we missed our chance, and that's a tough pill to swallow. Well, it did. It made a big difference. I mean, you know, they got up on us a little bit early, and they were able to do some of the things that they wanted to do. The disappointing thing is we were able to handle the rushing game, but we gave up too many plays over the top, and that was probably the biggest one, obviously, all day. And, you know, Teddy still has that speed.
You always talk about you can't get field goals against this team.
No, you can't. And if you go back and look at it, what we kicked four, I think it was, you're not gonna win football games if you do that, especially against really good football teams like this. Well, he's excited. You know, he's got a chance to make a play. He's got a chance to make sure they don't get the first down. And, you know, it's just one of those things. You wish he would have dropped it or batted it down, you know, just knowing the situation and circumstances. Yeah, I would have loved. I mean, because I heard some people saying, oh, he bobbled it going out of bounds or whatever it was. I mean, I would love to, and they never did. You know, so that was kind of tough. You know, and then – you know, that one, and like I said, just it would have been nice to, you know, get the explanation on the grounding call.
Did Mr. Richardson address the entire team when he went in the locker
room? I don't know. I was talking with some other people in my office.
Ron, what was, and I'm stuck, you probably addressed it, but what was their explanation on the ground?
I didn't get one. No, that's, you know, I was trying to get one just so I could understand why it was called. Oh, yeah. We thought Funch was going to the corner, and Cam was trying to throw the ball in that direction and got hit as he was throwing it. So the ball is going to come out wobbly. But my understanding is it went past the line of scrimmage, and he was out of the pocket.
It's tough just to swallow this, knowing how strong you guys were all year and just couldn't get the job done against this particular team.
Yeah, this you know, you say we had a nemesis. They most certainly were our nemesis this year. They didn't. Again, I don't want to take away anything that they did. I thought Coach Payton and his coaches did a tremendous job. I thought their players came out and they played hard, and you know, they got the leg up on us.
I know you haven't had a lot of time to think about it, but how now would you summarize this season?
Well, I mean, this kind of epitomizes the season. You know, close. I mean, we're close. Guys fought, did a lot of good things in spite of all the things that went on, all the good things, all the bad things. Our guys kept fighting and kept being very resilient, you know. I mean, and it all started, you know, all the way through with OTAs, mini camps, training camp, right on through to the very end. So I thought the guys fought. They should be proud of the fact that we got here. I know a lot of people didn't give us a chance, but we're here, and that was probably the biggest thing.
What did you do better against Breeze in the second half?
Well, you know, some of the things that we did, I thought we got up and we're a little more physical with the receivers. You know, we tried to take away the quicker throws, underneath throws. But when he has time, he's going to find players downfield, and that's what he did. Unfortunately, he got a little bit too much time a couple times and was able to advance the ball downfield. And that's really what got us to was their chunk yardage was tremendous. They did a great job with that stuff. Oh yes, he got a good clean read. He was the number two, and it's a play we call dagger. He runs right through the middle of the defense, trying to pull everybody out. And really, the deep dig is the primary target. But he had been able to get the safety over a little bit, and Teddy got inside the safety and split him in the corner.
So you guys call it defensively? You call their play dagger? You call it your own?
Yeah, we call their play dagger. Well, I'm very appreciative of it. I really am. You know what the organization has done. I guess showing a little continuity going forward, and I think that's going to be important for us. You know, there is going to be some continuity. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen from this point, and we'll see. But I think it's a good sign for us as an organization, as a football team, having that stability, and we'll go from there. Oh, most certainly. If there's the opportunity does arise, Joe, I think that would be outstanding. I mean, he's done a tremendous job, and we've got a very good rapport, I believe. I think he understands, what we need. I think he has a good feel for our personnel. And there are going to be a lot of tough decisions ahead as we start getting ready, as we go into the future.
Do you get a sense you might have to replace
a coordinator again? Yeah, I do. I know Steve's a hot commodity, and deservedly so. He's done a tremendous job wherever he's been, starting in Chicago and San Diego and now here with us. And, it'll be a tough one. Him and Sean are, two really good people that were very special to this organization as we helped build this team. And I don't want to talk as if Steve's gone, but I got a hunch, it might be his time.
What was your message to the team after the game?
They did a hell of a job. They gave great effort. They should be proud of where we got to. Because nobody gave us a chance, and I personally felt, that they epitomized, what we're all about as a football team, and they showed some tremendous resilience.
How much did losing Worley impact what you guys were doing as a
team? I think there were some moments, but I thought Gunter came in and Ladarius, I thought he came in and did a nice job for us. He played physical and actually made a couple nice plays. So, I think we got some young guys that will get some more opportunities. Just don't forget, those guys are all second-year players for the most part at corner for us. All right, cool. Thank you, guys.